public hearing is ordinance amendment, Chapter 99, staff-approved subdivision.
This is advertised as an ordinance to amend Chapter 99 of the Code of Sussex County entitled subdivision of land to allow for the staff approval of major subdivisions containing three or fewer lots to be located along a new street.
This one, and Lawrence, jump in on it as well. It basically clarifies the process for the three-lot subdivisions. And because those have been dealt with also, at those Wednesday meetings, it would require the office to send out notice to folks that are around the proposed three-lot subdivision, as well as the members of the commission. And if any of the notified people have concerns about it, then the director would put it on for a public hearing. The idea being that if there's no objection and it meets all of the requirements for three lots, like would be approved on a Wednesday, it would be approved. But if there's any concerns that the director has or anybody else, it goes to the public hearing.
And that doesn't, anybody else doesn't just mean the commission, it means anybody else.
Right.
Anyone.
So basically, I assume we would have to advertise and we would have to send notices, and if someone asked for a public hearing, we'd have to have a public hearing. The only difficulty I see there is that this process may take longer than what we do now.
Well, my question is that doesn't there have to be some bona fide interest demonstrated? I mean, my concern is that you're going to have people drive it to a public hearing just for the sake of doing it. I mean, somebody who lives 15 miles away, 20 miles away, who really has no interest in the matter, being able to come in and say, I want a public hearing.
Well, actually, what it states is that that anybody may request a public hearing, but by majority vote, the Planning Commission shall determine whether or not the public hearing shall be conducted.
Okay, so we make that, this group makes that decision. They can request it, and then we grant or not grant it. Okay.
So you're still looking at it, basically.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So they would request with a reason?
Mm-hmm. They would have to.
Well, they need to have a reason.
Yeah, but they would write it down, and they'd say, I don't like this.
Because it says that
they'd have to have a reason for me, anyway.
The director has to receive a written request stating a reason why a public hearing is necessary.
Right.
So it's just calls.
Yeah. Okay.
And Shane and I talked about a couple times. One of the things that I think Shane thinks about just like I do is that we had an evening many months ago where we had a two-lot subdivision and a 40-lot subdivision. The two-lot subdivision took over an hour, and the 40-lot subdivision took a short term.
But we've only had one of those.
And before it was a popularity contest, neighbor versus, Hatfield McCoys or whatever, it wasn't the typical comments.
I understand.
It was just a dislike between parties, I think.
Yeah.
And one thing to give it some context is that there's currently a provision in the subdivision ordinance that allows four lots to be subdivided by right if they have the requisite frontage on a county road.
Right.
That doesn't come to the commission. So that's sort of the framework within all this is working. I mean, we're not creating something new here.
But it's a new road. This is on a new road.
No, this would be similar to the policy we're doing now, right? It's an existing
road. No, it says a new street.
Okay.
So what we've been doing by policy is there's already a driveway there that exists. It's already serving somebody else, and you've been allowing maximum three total parcels on that driveway, and that would include one to really creating two. And the third party is the property.
But in this ordinance, you can put a new road.
You'll be able to put in a new street. Yeah, so the rate in title.
And I'm sorry, that's in the talks about that in the major subdivision staff approved section.
Yeah, it says the new street.
Yeah, or easement, right.
And it refers to easements.
Right.
Is there a reason why we're using three instead of four? Because, it states in here about how a person can subdivide up to four lots on a street anyhow without a public hearing. So wouldn't it be good to be consistent, with that number? Because
well, the
four requires at least crush or run. Well, this one too.
Yeah.
Should.
Four was on the an existing county road.
Right.
As well.
Well, there's four in the ordinance too where it makes reference to four lots or less requiring crush or run.
Right.
And more than four requiring pavement.
To the best of my knowledge, the three came from the policy that's been in effect. That's where that number came from.
Yeah, pretty much. If we're amending this, wouldn't it aid to be consistent across the board in terms of the four instead of the three?
If you make it four, we had to go back and advertise because it's an increase. Isn't that right?
We can get this much. I'm happy right now.
Oh, I am too, but I'm just saying that from just...
If they go to four...
Well, the difference is the frontage, though, guys. Yeah. For the, you know, that's the difference. You allow four if you've got 150 feet for each lot, right. You can get four.
The county road.
But otherwise, you know, it's got to come here.
We have to, if this is approved, we would have to establish the method and policy of how we would set it up before anybody could apply.
Okay.
And then the information, we would probably have to have a minimum certain issue that should be addressed for reasons for a person to request a public hearing.
Right.
That would take a little bit more paperwork. And the difficulty I see is that you may get extra time in the process if the request is for a public hearing. Commission agrees that we have to have a public hearing. It's going to take longer for that application than one that was already applied for, unless you utilize the original date they applied and put it in the queue.
Yeah. Well, I think that would be the reasonable thing to do because...
It'd be fair, yeah.
We need to try this and get it in practice. Hopefully it won't happen very often, you know? That's our hope here.
Well, we see an influence of a large number of applications come in, we might have to rethink.
Well,
really. If you took the numbers of the what we call minor subdivision with existing driveways and put that into the count, and over the last year, it's an amazing number. Look at your minutes or your agenda, and you can see.
Oh, yeah. Would you still post a sign?
If it was scheduled for a public hearing.
Public hearing.
So only the public hearing.
Yeah, but we would have to send notices to see if anybody's interested in to request a public hearing, and then if they did request, then we'd have to post.
Will there be any public notice?
We'd have to.
Like we do now with the newspapers.
Mm-hmm. I assume we would have to.
Yeah, and it relates back to that.
Got to send a notice, and we got to send a courtesy notice to the residents. That's where we're trying to get to.
It should pull all that in because it talks about then you're in that track of the regular public hearing for a major subdivision.
And in these times of tight budgets, that would be the at the expense of the applicant?
It's a public hearing.
The fees the fee's the same, I believe. I don't think it's quoted in here, so it would automatically be the same. I'm assuming the fee of $500 would be applied, especially if you have to go to public hearing.
But if it doesn't go to public hearing,
we still got to have a fee because we've got.
I think you got to collect the fee.
Got to collect that fee up front because if not, we have made another ordinance to introduce a fee for just this type of application.
But you're going to advertise it the same way, with the exception of the sign.
We'd have to advertise to get the request, and if the request was approved and required a public hearing, then we would have to post the sign.
Yeah. The way
it's posted twice.
Yeah, the way it's worded, it wouldn't be the posting and the advertisement that's required for a public hearing. You send out the notice first. If you get the objections that the commission thinks are relevant, then you're in that public hearing track, which gets you the sign, the advertisements in the newspapers, and then another round of mailings.
And Wetlands and Sabaquia's land section with NREC does something similar. It may, some of the other divisions of NREC also, they put out public notice, or they send notices. I think they just post different locations. Like we post their notice on our bulletin board in the office, and they have like a certain time limit, 20 days from the date advertised, and then you can respond by that date if you want to request a public hearing. And they do public hearings in some cases, sometimes in case they don't.
So someone that comes in now for a three lot subdivision, and we hear it on that Wednesday afternoon, right?
Right.
You don't send notices out for that, do you?
Nope.
So there's going to be more work.
Because the road's already existing. Well, it's going to be more work for us and a lot more checking to see what's being requested and if people are going to request hearings. And then we're going to have more. The advertising won't be any more. It'll be a different time.
Right.
Rather than on schedule, it'll be send out the notices. The request is filed for a public hearing. Commission accepts it and says, yeah, we're going to have a public hearing. Then we got to send notices again. So it's going to be more to it.
But you wouldn't know if you never sent the notices.
No, you wouldn't. No, unless you just sent it out for an advertisement for a public hearing. So it's, in that case, you're going to have two notices. If they, if somebody asks for a public hearing, mm-hmm. you agree, then we have to send, notices again, plus post it. So it'll cost a little bit more than a normal subdivision application would.
But in actuality, the adjoining property owners will receive notification of this, whereas currently they do not receive notification of it.
No, they get notice.
No, not on a three lot.
Not on three lots. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, not on three lots.
So we're actually providing more communication to the adjoining property owners
of
what's happening. So, you know, that's an added benefit.
No, you're right. That's right. It's a benefit for the neighbors.
It's a detriment to you and your staff having to do that legwork, but
it puts a little bit more on us.
Yes.
And I got to check, but for the fees, I mean, it's considered a major subdivision staff approved, so I think that would pull in the fees in.
I think so, too.
You know,
I think it should.
Yeah, I think it would, because there's no distinction, really. It's still considered a major subdivision.
Well, we don't charge a fee at all for minor subdivisions right. along public roads. There is no fee. Recorder gets them for certain.
The fees are for fees. Majors, so.
The fee is for a public hearing process.
Right.
Same DelDOT and all that.
DelDOT charges them. They get them $100 just to apply for one lot.
They'd still have to go through all
that. Have to go through that, right. And we need, well, this would require them to have DelDOT approval and Denrex approval so we would know it's feasible for septic, which we need to do on minors anyway.
Prior to accepting.
Yeah. That's the way, that would make sense. DelDOT approval and Denrex prior to. Accepting a request.
Now, would it be a benefit to your office, Mr. Lank, if the wording included that not only your approval or, you know, the director's designee, you know, if you had another staff member that you wanted to assign that responsibility to, whether it's Mr. Abbott or someone else?
It's the same as it is now.
Okay.
Would that be the same? But what we do now is that the commission authorizes me or Shane, and last year we changed it to, well, Jeff could still sign plots and Sherry Collins could sign plots. Well, she's not with us anymore, so it's basically the three of us again. And I do allow the staff, anybody on staff, to stamp the drawing for things that are in the town so we don't have jurisdiction, and they just verify that the town's already stamped it. So we do that now. So that's kind of generic. We shouldn't have stamped those anyway. But yeah, we can. I mean, that's not a problem.
Well, in addition to the additional workload that this would impose upon you and your staff, are there any other concerns from the staff standpoint as this proposed ordinance might present?
That's putting it on the staff, basically. We're the ones that are going to have to do the process, which we do anyway. There's barely any difference. The responsibility is coming down on us. We still have the option to refer it to the commission. The commission is going to see it anyway, and so they have the option to ask for a public hearing yourself. So it's just, there's going to be, I see a delay in the first step of the process.
Where you get on agenda, say in a month, you're not going to know because you're going to have to send out the notices. You know, right. You're the person filing, right?
Somebody walks in figuring they're going to get approved in 30 days. It's not going to happen.
Right.
Bobby, because you got to figure out how much time do you give them to send the request or the information to the adjoining property owners. It's probably going to have to be more than a notice.
Right.
It's probably going to have some attachments to it, copy the plot or something of that nature.
They would go out
there should be
them.
Small versions, huh?
They would go out to them.
But we'd probably have to provide something, otherwise all the neighbors got to come in.
Yeah, and then that would also be sort of that fear of the unknown. You know,
it would be. If we send them like a small copy, 8.5 by 11 or whatever, of a three-lot subdivision, it should be self-explanatory in most cases, but I would say probably not.
I'll call you.
Most of them are going to call or come in anyway.
In its simplest form, I guess Mr. Couts drafted this one.
In simplest form, it sounds good, but...
Yeah, I mean, the idea was to get all those three lots into a staff-approved situation where they weren't coming before the commission, just like the four-lot subdivision. So I guess what you have to weigh is whether getting them off that agenda this way is worth the the delay to the applicant and the workload to staff. I mean, that's sort of the, what you have to balance, I guess.
The buffers and all that stuff would be shown on those plans?
Well, it should be the same as any other subdivision in this case, because it's a major, it's just a lesser number. And it should have the buffers on, no different. Whether it's 3 or 100, it doesn't say you don't put buffers in, especially with the new application of 20-foot around, basically. So, yeah, we require almost all compliance to all issues. Cul-de-sacs, the whole works. It'll get to a point of being a major. Could be, especially when you got to put the buffer in. You're going to have a landscape plan. Landscape plan for a three-lot subdivision.
When they come in?
When they get preliminary approval. They're going to have to do preliminary and then prepare a final. If we grant a preliminary approval, it probably should come to the council to final, or commission's final. That doesn't say it in there either, but.
Yeah. Well, that's inherent in the staff approved side.
It is.
Yeah. But if it went the public hearing track, then it's going to need the preliminary and the final and the whole.
Yeah, right.
Right.
But if they came into him with the DENREC, as much stuff as they could get, the plan, buffers, handed to him, it's an easier decision.
Well, the DENREC thing was them showing us that they have feasibility for septic or sewer hookup, and Delta would be their entrance, pretty much. The rest of it would be up to us.
But they have to get that prior, too.
I think they should have that when they walk in, because that's the two issues. That's the two major ones. In the conservation district for stormwater, that's, you could probably throw in a couple that you really need, but those three are the major three. Because if you're going to create a street, and you're only allowed to disturb 5,000 square feet. You got 50 by 100, first 100 foot, you can disturb 5,000 square foot. So you know you need the stormwater approval. So in most cases, they're only coming in with more than three once they realize all they have to do. I think you're going to see I don't know how many, what kind of number we're going to get, I have no idea.
And Mr. Chairman, based on this discussion, that raises concerns for me on the section 99-7B, which is on page 2, where it talks about the commission staff may require a sketch of the property in question. Shouldn't we be requiring a survey or?
No, that's under preliminary conference.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah, there's A, B, C, and D is under preliminary
conference.
That's
existing language. I mean, that's not new because it's not bracketed or underlined.
And what most of the applicants do, they're not, the applicant doesn't come in, the surveyor does, and he submits a preliminary plan. In some cases, it looked like a final before we even have seen it. And what you see is a preliminary. This one might even have its full details on meets and bounds, square footage, the whole works and every lot. That's final. It's not preliminary. But number 99-8 is a summation of preliminary plans.
And if it doesn't have what you wish it to have, you don't approve it, correct?
We'd have to be that way.
Yeah.
And a good question. Mike Rodgers asked, was that the buffers have got to be there based on the current ordinance. If you're going to have a buffer, the landscape plan's got to be submitted even on this size project, or we don't now. We haven't gone through our public hearing yet, but need to think about this as we hear any comments.
This one, I think we may want to think about for a while longer. Any other comments before we open up for the public? All right, then. Is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding ordinance amendment to Chapter 99, staff approved subdivision? Okay. Okay.
Heidi Balliet with Tunnel and Razor. Minor subdivisions, we know, are a great thing in Sussex County, especially for people, especially along the road. One of the things that comes to mind for me is a situation we had recently. I think Shane and I actually had a problem on a minor subdivision that had been approved. The applicant was not aware they had to put a road in, even though it was on their plan. In talking to the surveyor, they said, well, we really didn't explain to them that they had to put the road in. So they couldn't get a building permit in order to build their house because they were at the end of the road. Right. So after lengthy discussions with the surrounding properties, who had been using an alternate means to get in, we realized that there was a open problem at the county with nobody approves the road once we have minor subdivision. So my question with this is, who approves the street? I know under major, how do we make sure it gets in? And Dave Toomey at First American and I had talked about this at length with, this is one of the old problems with Sussex County with a lot of older subdivisions, especially minor ones that have been approved. So something to think about is, how do we make sure the road gets put in? We do on other big subdivisions, but with this one, it's pretty problematic. We now make sure that we do a roadway agreement when we do them in our office to make sure that, excuse me, the applicant knows they have to put the road in and how it's going to be shared.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Can we require that? Can we, by ordinance, require a roadway agreement?
We, basically, it should go to County Engineering Public Works for a review for design.
If they go there, there's a new road agreement that's being drafted and finalized
right now. Yeah, it's basically established, but they're still working on it.
Just about done.
We had suggested introduction of ordinance on street design standards to be the same as engineering. One engineering had a couple problems with what they had prepared and had the council adopt a couple months ago, more in December, I guess. And they put our ordinance on hold until they worked those or tweak that ordinance out that's already in existence.
That's not sometimes it's just educating the applicant, too. So,
is that maintenance as well? Hmm? Is that road maintenance as well?
Well, there's two. The county's agreement is road construction and inspection. What Heidi's talking about is like a restrictive covenant for maintenance.
When you have a major subdivision, we do deed restrictions that say everybody's going to share in common. When you have the miners, they sometimes will maybe put a dirt road in, if at all. And then when it gets potholes, they all come to the attorney after they've bought and say, who's supposed to maintain this? And there's nothing at the county. There's nothing from years ago. And there's so many roads over Sussex County like that.
Well, more recently on the miners like that, we've put in the commission's approval that they have to show who's going to maintain the road on the record plan.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it's in the deed for maintenance purposes also.
Yeah.
Just say it. All I have to do is say who's going to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
But if this was a major subdivision, it would pull in all the requirements for restrictive covenants and all that other stuff, too. I mean, it really
stays in the family, which most of these are.
Yeah.
It's usually not a problem. It's when they start getting out conveyed. It becomes a really big problem.
Usually it's the other way around. We see that the other way around. When it stays in the family, it seems to become a problem because the family members sell to somebody else or have a divorce or something happens, and it gets to be a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other family members don't want the other person there and get mad at whoever sold off and didn't sell it to family member first.
That's my only comment.
Well, thank you.
Thank
you. We appreciate your lingering long enough to make it. Okay, anyone else wish to speak on this issue? Anyone on the commission have any questions, discussion? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. That completes our public